Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence and ESE Insight calling. It's January, so here come the national finals to light up your Saturday nights. Coming up, we have a Swedish smorgasbord of hosts who's top of the Eurovision pops and how you can sing at the song contest. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Welcome to ESE Insight's Insight News Pod. Yep, we're going to double up the word insight. I'm Ewan Spence, your host, and ready to take you through all the news from the world of the Eurovision Song Contest and what's going to be happening over the next week or so as well. And those of you who are long-time subscribers will know the dates. It's the 22nd of May for the grand final on the Saturday and two semi-finals before that on the 18th and 20th of May. But before we get to Eurovision, all the songs need to be selected, all the videos need to be seen, everything needs to be reviewed, and there's a whole bundle of discussions. It's like, think of Saturday the 22nd of May as the FA Cup final. If you've never experienced the sort of opening rounds of the FA Cup final, that's what we're doing just now. Huge amounts of music, lots of votes, lots of contestants and videos and excitement, and eventually we'll whittle it down to the songs that you see in the big extravaganza on May. But every Saturday night from next week, there will be Eurovision action right through until March. So let's get started. While it wasn't a big announcement from the EBU, Executive Supervisor Sitze Bakker posted this week that the decision around which scenario would be used for the song contest will be made in around 4 to 5 weeks, so early to mid-February. As we previously mentioned, these scenarios are the four sort of main strands of how the contest could go on, A, B, C, and D. A is, it's a contest as normal and everybody gets to pile in and have some great fun. D is, everybody stays at home and sends in a video of their song. And B and C are in between, socially distant, a little bit of travel, a little bit of travel restrictions and so on. And no doubt there are lots of mini scenarios inside A, B, C and D. But there will be a Eurovision Song Contest this year. EBU's made that perfectly clear. We had a dry run of the scenario D completely remote from Junior Eurovision back in November. And while it's not quite there, it is 99% Eurovision for everybody watching at home. So, we have a contest, we're going to have some fun. Last year's online host, Nikki Tutorials, has just stated on her YouTube channel that she's going to be moving up to be a full host on stage in the Rotterdam Hall for the 2021 edition. She'll be joining returning hosts Chantal, Edzilia and Jan on the stage. All of them were due to be in the show last year in 2020 in some form, and they're all back again for 2021, as are many, but not all of the singers from each individual country. The Eurovision team has also taken a look back at their YouTube channel for 2020 to lift out the top songs. On the adult side of things, number three belongs to On Fire by The Roop, who are, that was last year's song for Lithuania, didn't get to enter. The Roop are entering Lithuania's national selection this year to try and get the ticket again. Number two is Netta's Toy, which won for Israel back in 2018, and Russia's Little Big, their song Uno, was also set to represent their country in 2020. No word if they're coming back yet, but they are the most viewed song on the YouTube channel for the Eurovision Song Contest. Over in Junior Eurovision, it's a pretty similar story, actually. We've got Poland's winner from a couple of years back, Anyone I Want to Be by Roxana Weigl, at place number three. Second is this year's winner, France's Valentina, with their song J'imagine. And in first place is Poland's Vicky Gabor, their most recent winner, with the song Superhero. Last news pod, we brought you news of the first song proper, and that is Karma from Albania. We've got some news on that song now. It's going to stay in Albanian. Sometimes the broadcaster moves the song to English and reworks it. Sometimes it stays in Albania. But almost every time it gets reworked to get it into 3 minutes and to make a couple of concessions to Eurovision, because it's not exactly the same as their selection show festival weekend is. So Karma, it's going to be staying in Albania, but there still will be changes to make it suitable for the Eurovision stage. Other news in terms of confirmations over in Greece, we already knew that Stefania was returning from the 2020 listing through to 2021. The song's been selected internally by the Greek broadcaster, and it's called Last Dance, written by Eurovision stalwarts Dimitris Kontopoulos, Arcade and Saren Vaughan. We haven't heard the song yet, we should hear that at a later date, but it's all locked in. And now the Eurovision news from your country, if there is news. Right, okay, rough alphabetical order. Azerbaijan, they've opened up submissions for those of you who want to write a song for Effendi. She was due to go in 2020, is returning for 2021. Submissions go to the Azeri broadcaster XMI, and the deadline there is pretty tight, January the 19th. Belarus's broadcaster BTRC have also opened up their submissions for their national selection. Now, they're not having last year's act return, so it is open to any singer. Nationality here doesn't have a nationality requirement. So I know last year Daz Samson from the UK tried to give Belarus a go, didn't get through. So deadline there is January the 31st. What's going to happen after that in terms of selection process, that's going to be confirmed at a later date. It depends on Belarus's position with regards to the coronavirus pandemic at the time, which is kind of overshadowing quite a lot of decisions this year, it has to be said. Czech Republic, new head of delegation Krzysztof Sama has confirmed that Benny Christo's song will be an internal selection. No further details or title on the release yet, but of course we already knew Benny was returning from 2020 to 2021. Finland are going to be choosing a new singer and song for this year. In fact, every country has to choose a new song. Rules state that you can't have it carried over. UMK this year will not feature a studio audience. See, again, issues around the coronavirus pandemic and its impact on television across the board. The seven acts who are going to be taking part are going to be announced next week, Wednesday the 13th. We should hear the songs at that point as well. The one-shot national final is going to be taking place on February the 20th. Iceland next up. Navi Freyr's Think About Things was the song that many people thought was potentially the winning song for Eurovision 2020. At the moment, we will never know, but there's a lot of fact and fiction out of there if you'd like to see what would have happened if Daffy had won. Anyway, we haven't heard his new song yet. He's in the process of writing it, but he does know that there's going to be a choir singing on backing vocals, and he's asked all his fans to submit their version of them singing the line that the choir needs to sing. So we know one line. And he'll put them all together and there'll be a great big choir of Eurovision fans backing up Daffy's Eurovision song. Now, this is fantastic for two reasons. One, it's only possible this year because the rules have changed to allowing you to put backing vocals on tape because of the coronavirus pandemic. They don't want too many people travelling to Rotterdam. The second one is the PR. It's a masterstroke. After all, who doesn't want the song that they are singing on to win the song contest? Does everybody on that choir suddenly get to call themselves a Eurovision winner if it wins? It's harnessing a lot of community and online power there. Watch social media lap that one up. We're expecting the premiere of the song to be in early March. Over in Israel, the voting for Edna Lenz's song for Rotterdam 2021 is down to just three songs. La La Love isn't the Cypriot song from a couple of years ago, it's a new one. Set Me Free and Hey La La. Online voting for those three songs opens on January the 19th. There will be a televised reveal of the winning song on the 25th of January. Fair bits of reporting also now from Lithuania, from their selection show Panadom is Nauj. I'll go with the English, shall we? Let's try again. Wonderful title. Entry list is down from 23 that were previewed to 21. Evelina Sasenko has withdrawn due to travel restrictions in the country, and Gintara stating that she had withdrawn before the official announcement. So we're down to 21. We also have the names of the 21 songs taking part. Watch out for the meme baiting I Love My Bear from Tusum, who had their song I'm a Lithuanian Basketball Player in the mix last year. They're going to be in the first semi-final. And last year's winners in Eurovision 2020 singers as well for Lithuania, The Roop, They've got a ticket straight through to the grand final, but they still have to win there if they want to represent their country. The song is Discotheque. First heat is Saturday, January the 16th. Yep, not long to wait now on that one. In our last news podcast, the Slovenian team stated they were going to be running a national final as late in the season as they could to try and cover as many different scenarios as possible. We now have a date, February the 27th, for that national final, and we'll see the selection of the song there. We already know the artist because Anna Soglik is returning from the 2020 list and going forward for the 2021 song. It's a similar story in Spain. Congratulations to the team at EurovisionSpain.com, who are reporting that Blas Cantó, who is returning, will be going through a televised national final to showcase the potential songs before a vote to decide the actual song that will be taken to the song contest for Spain. And finally, in terms of country news, we turn to Sweden. The team at SVT have announced the hosts for Melody Festivalen. Well, they've announced the 9 hosts, so everybody's getting a go. First semi-final is Lena Philipsson. Second semi-final is Anis Dondemina and Oscar Zia. Third semi-final is Jason Diakite. Fourth semi-final is Per Andersson. The second chance show, Andras Janssen, will be Shirley Clamp. And hosting the final will be Måns Zelmerlöw and Shima Niavarini. But there will be one constant. The man who finished second last for Sweden in 1992 will be on stage for every single one of these shows. Yes, the driving force behind Melody Festivalen has been a producer on the show since 2002. Your one host overarching everything at Melody Festivalen this year will be Christer Björkman. I wonder if he'll sing. Okay, we got a couple of bits around the community to pick up as well. ESC Insight's Musical Moments of the Year, a two-part look back at the last 12 months of song, is halfway up on the website. The editorial team's part one is available for you to read now at escinsight.com. Part two is going to go up over the weekend, so check it out there and, you know, share your musical moments in the comments as well. Last week, we had Eurovision Castaways with Rob Holly, the instigator of Eurovision again, sitting down with Insight's Ellie Chalkley to go through the songs that he would take to a desert island called the Ile de Besançon and what treasure he would take as well. As always, a shout out to those of you listening on the podcast radio. Our website's escinsight.com. You can head there or search for Eurovision Podcast and ESC Insight in any of your podcast players to subscribe to us and hear the news and all the other fun stuff that we do in the podcast here every week. And, well, now we can do the section of the podcast called Dates for Your Diary for the Next 7 Days, because it's going to get fast and furious now. No, we don't have Vin Diesel singing, although that would be interesting. But 3 dates for your diary to start off here for 2021. Wednesday, the January the 13th, as already mentioned, is the artist reveal for Finland's UMK show. Next Saturday, the 16th, might as well just get them in and plan your weekend already, it's the first heat in Lithuania. It's also the first semi-final in Norway as well. And if you're interested in watching any of these national finals, the broadcasters generally take their geolocks off for the national final stream. So if you get to Saturday night and you want to watch Lithuania selection or Norway selection this week, then it's relatively easy to do. Finland's, as we said, is going to be popping up mid-Feb. Sweden's lot and selection are starting February the 6th. We'll keep you all right to date with the date section here in the podcast, so you'll never miss the opportunity to watch your national finals. Anyway, we're in a new calendar year, and it feels like the world is asking us both to step forward with new purpose, but also to be careful about how we do that. And if you need a little escape every week, the Eurovision selection season is a wonderful way, not just through ESC Insight, but through all the websites, podcasts, videos, YouTube channels, radio broadcasts, and everything in between to share the Eurovision experience. You either know how much fun this time of year is, or you're about to find a new musical world of fun and adventure across the continent. We're going to keep you up to date with everything here in the Insight News Podcast each week, escinsight.com. If you want to support us, you can do patreon.com/escinsight as well. But as always, wherever you are, whoever you are, stay safe, be kind. Ta-ra for now. Cue the guitars. This week's ESC Insight News Podcast was hosted by Ewan Spence, written by the team at ESC Insight. Find out more at escinsight.com.